Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein Abbas Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabbi. This week's Parshat, Parshat Miketz, which is the official Shabbos Chanukah Parsha. As much as I speak about Vayeshev, but Miketz is the official Shabbos Chanukah Parsha. So the Torah tells us, V'yosef hu ha-shalit al ha-aretz, hu ha-mashbir l'chol am ha-aretz. So Yosef is the mashbir. So there's a Torah sefer that comes out. I'm involved in writing for it, called Hamashbir in Brooklyn by the Rabbi Socher Hoffman and his brothers, in memory of Rav Avadia Yosef. And they call it Hamashbir in memory of Rav Avadia Yosef. Yosef hu Hamashbir. So Mashbir is the one who was giving the food. Who are mashbir. And the whole Amma arts. Everyone? So Yosef is the mashbir. And what is the significance of this ability to be the one to give food and mefarnes the community? Then there's another Gemara regarding a similar idea of a mashbir. And that's on page 5 in Brachos on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Rav Yehuda Marav, Damar Rav Yehuda Marav, Chol Yom Vayom Baskol Yotzeis Mehar Chorev. Every day a baskol comes out from Har Sinai. Omeris, Kol Olam Kulo Nizonin Bishvil Chanina Bini. He says, the whole world is getting sustenance from my son Chanina. The Chanina b'ni daylo b'kav charuvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. And Chanina, he doesn't eat so much for himself. You know, he needs a kav charuvim. Remember in elementary school on Tu B'Shvat they give out the boxer. You know, I don't know how anyone could eat any of it, but apparently Chanina b'ni, all he needed was a kav charuvim once a week, and that carried him through. But he said all the mazon that's coming to the world is b'schus Chanina b'ni. So this idea, as we'll see in a second, is similar to Yosef, as Rav Yosef Engel points out. Page 14 and 15, the Sefer Tiferes Yosef. It's Divrei Torah from Rav Yosef Engel. So it says on page 15, Hinei noda ki atzadik hu tzinur hashpa'osu yizbarach. Tzaddik is the cedar, is the pipe. In other words, when you open up the faucet, the water goes through the pipes and comes out. So the same thing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives sustenance to this world, it's ke'ilu, he's bringing it through a pipe. And the tzaddik is that pipe. Tzaddik hu tzinur hashpa'osu yizbarach. V'yesh tzaddik asher hu rak tzinur l'ashpa pratis is one type of tzaddik that brings it to hashpa pratis. In other words, it's very limited. A magaz levnei Yisrael. It brings it to Klal Yisrael, not the whole world. So that tzaddik is the tzinor for Mazon of Klal Yisrael. Uyam yesh od tzaddik godol mizeh, asher hu tzinor l'hashpa'osu Yisrael l'klal ha'olam. And there's another type of tzaddik that his hashpah is not only for klal Yisrael, but he's the tzinor, he's the pipe for the hashpah of the whole world. And that's what the Gemara says, kol ha'olam kulo nizon b'shvil chanina b'ni. Because the whole world, Chanina was the type of tzaddik, the type of tzinor, that through him, it was b'schus him, the whole world got sustenance. You know the Bir Habesht, Baal Shem Tov says, what did Rav Chanina, atzvu haya shvil v'tzinor hamozon, shevel chol ha'olam. In other words, b'shvil doesn't just mean because of. But b'shvil means the root, the shvil, the path, like the pipe. Kolom b'shvil benita. So it's coming through the pipe of Rav Chanina. And he's for the whole world. He says, so says the Rav Yosef Engel, v'zeh madregas Yosef HaTzadik. He says, this is the madreg of Yosef HaTzadik, she'egam kein mashpia kloli. You know, he was mashpia kloli, v'chamosha kosov v'yosef hu ha-mashpia l'chol ha'om ha'aretz. Okay, Timsa, k'kimosha Yosef lo shol tu bo n'choshe v'achrovim sh'bor, k'im Rav Chanina lo sholot bo ha'orod. Right, the Gemara says that there was, we have a another similarity between Yosef was the mashpir, right? So he, and so too Rav Chanina was the mashpir. But there was another similarity. We know that they threw Yosef to the boar, bor reik ein bo mayim, and the Gemara says mayim ein bo al lechoshen v'akrovim yesh bo. But then we have another Gemara about Rav Chanina. In other words, he showed the two similarities between Yosef and Rav Chanina. One similarity is that they were both mashbirs, they were both b'shvil b'ni, the whole world was nizon. And then the fact that Yosef was not bitten by the scorpions, and the Gemara here on page 6 in Brachos Lama Gimel, Tan Rabbanu Maseh B'mokum Echad She'orod V'yad Mazikas Abrios. There was a scorpion, Odilu Rav Chanina. Show me the hole where this scorpion is. He put his ankle on the hole, and it bit him. But instead of Rav Chanina Chas V'Shalom dying, the scorpion died. Meso Sa'arud. He says, you see from here, the Ein Arud Memis El Achet Memis. So the same idea that Yosef was immune to the scorpions, Rav Chanina was immune to the scorpions. And just like Rav Yosef was the mashbir, he was the one who was mefarnes the world, so Rav Chanina was the mashbir. So then he continues, Rav Yosef Engel, on the bottom of page 15. Hinei gam Rav Yochanan yichis la'atzma madregas Yosef. Moshe Isa b'brachas anam izara di Yosef klasina. Right? In other words, Yosef says, here, if you take a look on in the Gemara here, on page 2, Rav Yochanan have a rogel that have a ka'ozil Yosef ashari b'tfila. Whereas he would sit next to the mikvah, that when the woman come out after the mikvah, they would look at him and they would have beautiful children like Rabbi Yochanan. So someone asked him, aren't you afraid of the Ayin Hara? Lo ka mistafi mar me'ina bisha? He says, I come from the Zer of Yosef. And Yosef is immune from the Ayin Hara, the Yidgul Arov, because he's like the fish. The fish are covered up by the water. So Rab Yochanan is what is connected to Yosef also. So we said, first thing we said, Rav Chanina is connected to Yosef because they both were the mashbirs and they both were not susceptible to the bite of snakes. And then Rav Yochanan was Mizara de Yosef. So what's the significance. So he says back on page 15, "Think I'm Yochanan Yichas La'atzma Madregas Yosef Kumoshi Yisur Bebrachas Ana Mizar Di Yosef Kasina V'Nir Hashem V'Neze Rav Yochanan Chanina Shneim Shmoseim Miloshen Chaim." He says it's interesting. The word Yochanan has the word Chain in it, and Rav Chanina is Chain. To Mavuar, next page. Shas brachas ki Hashemus Chanina Yochanan Morim Al Chaim. Right, there's a special Chaim. You know, Chaim means that we were talking about it in Chasam Sofer, right? That Hashem says, "Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha." He says, "How can I not show favoritism to Klal Yisrael? Because they go above their duty, so I'm going to go." There's a special Chaim, a special charm, a special that they have. Zek, or people should call some Sergei Lutz, and see his chain in Yonu be Yosef. Vayichem chino, vayim tzachain, Yosef chain. Many times it says the Lashon chain by Yosef. Sheker chain, the one says in Sanhedrin, Zay Yosef. Pasuk, Elokim yoch necho b'ni. Shofi al bin Yomen, medriko so ashel, in Yonu chain. That's a special Inyan of Chayin. In other words, Chayin is a special chiba, special charm that Hashem could show a certain Nesias Chayin, special love, a special chiba. We know the Pnei Yeshua says in Chanukah that why did you need a miracle on Chanukah? It's put tum hutra betzibur. So he says. So there are a lot of terutzim given. But his teretz is that Hadlokas Haneiros, what does it represent? The Gemara says in Shabbos, that's Ashros Hashchina. So when Hashem allows the Neiros to be lit, so that he shows that he has a special chiba for Klal Yisrael. He says, Kach Ner Deikar Haneis, page 18. The nes was that Hashem wants to show he has a special love for Klal Yisrael. So that's why Hashem wanted to make a nes with the Neiros. It didn't have to be with a nes. But when you want to show your love, you want to show special feelings. I'm going to make even a nace for you to be Tara, even though it didn't need to have a nace. But the whole idea was the chiba. So when you show chiba to somebody, you know, you don't show a half-baked chiba. You show a love. It's full. Not a half-baked chiba. And that's the mid of chain. And that's what Chanukah was about. Hashem wants to show that he has a special love. So when you show you have a love to somebody, you don't do it half-hearted. You're going to do it, you make one show chain that Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, he's going to have the menorah be lit, that shows the Shekhinah is coming down to Klal Yisrael. You don't do it in with a heter and a kunz, you do it full love, full chain, so betara. And that was the midah of Yosef, was the midah of chain. That was the midah of Rabbi Yochanan, and that was the midah of Chanina. All these things. And if you look in the Eretz Tzvi of the Kozhik Lover, he says an unbelievable thing on page 20. He says, "Isa v'smar makdoshim dechanuk u'hagmar din shel Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur." The Chanukah is the gmar din of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So he says, "Yeshlomar daseres yimei tshuva hen yimei din." Daseres yimei tshuva are the time of din. Shemonos Yimei Sukkos are also time of din, because the Gemara Din, the Zohar says, is on either Hoshana Rabbah or Shemini Atzeres. That's the Gemara Din. So all that 10 days plus the 8 days, 18 days of din. And that's Keneged the Yudches Brachos, Shema Yisrael. He says, but what's the 19th Brach of Shemone Esrei? The Sim Shalom. Hanukkah is Keneged HaBracha HaYutes. She Sim Shalom. He Besim Shalom Yishmona Tfilos. Right, what are the Shemot for? Shalom, Tova, Uvracha, Chaim, Chaim, Vechesed, Verachamim. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What's the eighth? Or Panecha. Kibo, or Panecha. Ikar HaMavukash B'Shim Shalom. What's the pinnacle of the Bracha of Sim Shalom? Is Or Panecha. Hainu Shakola Bakoshesh Hatfil Chesbalu Meshachal Yuchas Brachos. Because all the things that we asked for, Hashem should give it, but not just give it with a half a heart, with an Or Panecha, with a full heart, with a Chayin, with a Reb Chanina. Sheyushma Lanu Cholzos Or Panim Behainim Sever Panim Yofos. Because it's different when you get somebody, give somebody a gift. And you don't really want to give it to them, so you give it to them with a grumpy face. Not good. We want that all the chayim, the chesed, all the things that we get, av, in sim shalom, tova, bracha, chayim, chayim, chesed, rachamim, but what's the pinnacle? Or panecha. It should all be given with a happy countenance. Sever panim yofos. L'chayim b'chanaka, mitzuva lo'ayir b'neiris, v'zeh remez al mor panim. V'yom ha-kippur v'sukkos, ayahadin ma'ala hashpia. Right, Yom Kippur, Sukkot is the time of Din, what Hashem is going to give to us. But Chanukah is another type of Din, because the Din, as far as right, the real Gemara Din is kind of. But you know what? What's the Din of Chanukah? How much more punim is there going to be? How much chayin is there going to be? Kama more punim b'hiba hashpos. Is Hashem going to really give? And menorah who rem is a little more upon him. Shanei maravi who edus hashchina shorah b'Yisrael. V'nimr is davki b'menorah. Shum d'or ha-menorah poel dimyoni l'mor ponim. Because the or of the menorah is the represents the shine of the countenance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's going to be a lot of or ponim, Hashem can give it to us, but He can give it to us, you know, begrudgingly, with a heavy heart or something like that, or He can give it with illumination. So that's the Chanukah. Anu mamshiches birchas yar Hashem panav elecha. Birchas sim shalom barchenu avinu b'or panecha. Because, again, the 18 brachas of Shmon Esrei are connected the 10 days of the Seder Shemir Tshuva and the 8 days of Sukkot. But the 19th bracha is Keneged Chanukah. And that's Mor Panecha. And that's the mead of Chayim. And that's the mead of Yosef. And it's interesting that, you know, Parshas Mikates is the remez of what? Of Chanukah. Tvoach Tevach V'hachin. Shulti Giborim says on page 21 that Tevach is the Ches. And then the Nun Vav Chaf Hei is the Osios Chanukah. That, and then the famous idea that if you take a look on page 25 in the Beirich Moshe. Tzvach Tevach V'achem B'drashos Chasam Sofer Tik Shem Shulti Giborim. Shulti Giborim is on the bottom of the Hagos Mordechai. Os Ches Mi Tevach V'ach Teiz V'achem Osios Chanukah. So the Medrash says, you see from here that Yosef was Shomer Shabbos before it was given. So that's why V'achein means he prepared for Shabbos, because he couldn't do Malach on Shabbos. So it's a funny concept. Why is the concept that Yosef was Shomer Shabbos? Why do we have a remez from Shabbos itself? We have a remez from Friday. The fact that he was Machin, so obviously he was Shomer Shabbos. Why? It's a roundabout type of reference. The fact that he was Machin, so obviously he was Shomer Shabbos. But why couldn't there be a more direct reference from Shabbos itself, not from Friday? So he says over from his father, the Heilige Atzei Chaim. Atzei Chaim quotes the famous Ramah, that the Balabatim that don't have, you know, they go to work, they can't learn the whole day. So they should be learning more on Shabbos. the Talmidei Chachamim that are learning the whole week, so they could, on Shabbos, they could have more time for eating and more time for Odeg. So he says, Yosef was learning the whole week, right? He was in the base Medrash Shein Ve'Ever. He had the Masorah, as we said, from his father. Yaakov was in the Shein Ve'Ever, and Yosef was Mekabel the Masorah, as we spoke about on the Chagiga. Kol Mashalomad Ve'Shein Ve'Ever Masalom. Zeh Mashmin HaMedrash Yosef Heichi Lechav Lishtos Be'Erv Shabbos. So Yosef was Shomer Shabbos means that Yosef was a person learning all the time. So how does it fit in the Ramah? For him, Shabbos was a day of Echil Shtia, even more. So therefore, to highlight that, it says that he was preparing so much before Shabbos because he was from the Talmidei Chachamim group. And he says that Pinchas Koritz, the Bnei Yisachar, says that the 36 Neiros of Hanukkah that we light, 36 candles are connected to 36 Masechtos and Shas. And Yisrael Avos Yosef, he quotes from the Balaturim Zakunim, stands for Zroim, Kodshim, Noshim, Yeshuas, and Moed, the six Sidrei Mishnah. Yadu B'Sifrei HaKodesh, Shigam Hanukkah, Nimshach B'Kochol Shal Yosef HaTzadik. And Hanukkah was the Koich of Yosef HaTzadik, because Melech Yovan Gematria Yosef. That Yosef's Kedusha was Machnia the Malchus Yovan. And since Yosef was learning the whole week, the 36 Masechtos, so that brought the Koyach of Or, the 36 Neiros, that lit up for Klal Yisrael and the Golas. So to Ruch Zoch Vahachin, Lamed Vav Neiros Chanukah. Because he say that the Hachin, he said before on page 25, Teus Tevach the Hachin is Chanukah, and then the rest of it is the Tevach Tavach, the other Osios is Gematria 36. In other words, Tvoch Tevach the Hachin, so the words of Hachin and Ches and the Hachin is Chanukah, and the other letters add up to 36. And that was the Yosef HaTzadik was had this midah, and therefore he was Mechin Machal Mishtel Chavit Shabbos, because since he was the person who was Osik in Torah the whole week in the Lamed Vav Masechtos, etc. So he was the one who, and so he was the Mashbir. But the idea is that a person has to going to be a Mashbir, going to be, so there has to be, has to come with Chayin. Sometimes people could say over Divrei Torah, but there's no simcha, there's no chayin, there's no he said over with chayin and happiness and love, and that's the has tremendous hashpah, and that's Rab Chanina Bini had that madrega of Rab Yochanan and madrega of Chanina, and that's the Gemara that Rab Yosef Engel quotes from Brochus on page 10. Haroa Huna b'chalom nasalo, b'chalom nes nasalo. If you see Huna in the chalom, in the dream, Rav Huna in the dream, you're going to get a miracle. But Chanina, Chananya, and Yochanan, nisim nasalo. Then you're going to get, so the Marsha says, Chanina, Chananya, yesh liyashim b'shem da Hashem gufei mora al Achinus v'hatoiva. So that's, those names have special connotation. They're not just good, but they're Chanan, Chanina, Chayin, all those things. And Yosef, Elokim Yochnecha B'ni, all those things. V'yimtza Chayin, Esenov, and V'yeshev, all those pasuk. And that's the idea, that we have a Nesias Chayin. And we know, we learned the Gemara in Brachas, Hashem says, if you do... You go over, when you do something for somebody, if you just do what you're supposed to do, that's it. Not a second, a bit more, there's no Nesias Chayin. But when you overextend yourself, that's the Nesias Chayin. And that's what the Torah has to be in that way. That's the Midas Chayin. And that's Nes Chanukah.
as the Pnei Yeshua says, there's also this Midas Chain and Chiba, because it could have been Tumah, right? It didn't have to be, you know, with a special miracle and a special that, but that would have been, you know, okay, you know, I like you, but okay, but there's no Chain, there's no Or Panecha, and that's Chanukism, Or Panecha, and that's Sim Shalom, all the things we want, Sim Chain V'Chesed Rachamim. But it all should be Be'or Panecha, with Nesia Neschein, with Or Panim. And that's what it's all about. And that's how we have to act to people, and that's how the Torah has to get given over. Not just you know, with a Or, with a Nesia Neschein, and with that comes the Nes of Chanukah, the Or Chadash Al Tzion Toyer. And that, Be'ez Hashem, should be a Nesia Neschein, an Or Panim for us, and all of Klal Yisrael and all our families throughout the Golas, and ultimately, as Rav Shacht always says, and the Bnei Yisosko says, that Chanukah was the, you know, beginning of the building of the, hopefully, of the yearning for the third base of Mikdash, and that should be with an Or Ponim and a Sinas Chain, and all our lives should have that Hanhaga of Chain, and not just the bare minimum. But it should be done with a simcha and a chain and an or, and that's the Yosef Hu HaMashbir, Midas HaChein, Bnei Chanukah.